A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Will not be in the office. He's out doing some prep work. Doing a lot of prep work for Memorial Day, but he's out today.
Okay.
Yeah, so nothing for today, but he's out doing some prep work.
He deserves a day off.
For Memorial Day, yes, he does.
Memorial Day?
Yeah, he's out today and tomorrow doing prep work for Memorial Day.
Smart man. Big
Shindy?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The bank is still open, though. People can go do banking. Just no 100. Offense to Dad.
How'd it go yesterday? 100. Therapy.
It's really good. Yeah. What was me Wednesday? People can come in and talk to him, Schaefer, about things that are bothering him, things that are upset.
Might have worn him out. Really nice.
Yeah.
That's a solid service.
Yeah. He just kind of sits there and listens. And sometimes they're not even really asking for advice. They just want to tell you that, hey, this is some things that are on my mind right now. Do you need advice? Not really. We'll figure it out ourselves.
I bet they walk out feeling pretty good.
They would feel good walking out. Get that
weight off of your shoulders.
Weight off your shoulders like that.
All those petty grievances you've been carrying around that you could just dump on somebody else. That.
I bet there's a lot of clapping when people walk out of the office. I'm sure people were clapping.
Clapping.
Yeah, just like when they walk out, hey, everybody's clapping up. Steve walks out behind and claps it up. And everybody kind of waves to the tellers, and he's out the door, whoever it is, he or she. Yes, or yeah, he or she.
There's well, yes,
and it's also complete confidentiality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 100%. People have asked like that. I say, who'd you talk to? He just chuckled. Yeah, we can't. We don't do that. We don't talk about what we talk
Robert
about.
Robert Steele today.
Yeah.
Interesting. Boy, couldn't tell you.
So you had the Smiths came in as a couple. What was going on there? No.
Can't tell you.
Can't tell you.
Confidentiality.
He took an oath.
Yeah, he took an oath. 100%.
Well, that voice you hear here is Mike Schaefer from 24/7.
24/7.
His hour sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau.
Spurk!
Call or text Ben at 402-217-9945. Any insurance questions or needs you have? Bill has a question off the bat for you.
Well, it's a question maybe somewhat common. I had an uncomfortable conversation yesterday with the leading tackler in the history of Norfolk High.
That would be?
Lauren Swigert. Who Schaefer golfed
Schaefer's
with.
Laughing over here.
And Schaefer had no knowledge of who Swigert was. Didn't know. Swigert's been on the show 50 times, probably discussed
mentioned,
on the
mentioned
show.
On
mentioned
show.
On the show.
Never
on the studio, but mentioned on the show. And yes, I had it. So I
golfed with him?
Swigert.
Yeah. We had a match play on Tuesday in a golf event. And Swigert's partner starts off with a birdie on the first hole, which, you know, we got pushed out. Don't have a chance there. My partner and I, we're both pretty high handicap golfers. Yeah. So, you know, we're relying on our strokes and turning bogeys into pars and stealing holes that way.
Yes.
We just got boxed out for basically 13 holes straight. I think they had,
they had one
natural bogey the entire time. On the third hole, Swigert's partner hit an eagle.
Oh, no.
Just pure natural eagle. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that kind of day. So we battled a little bit, but it was pretty much
Wait,
over.
So we started with a birdie, then an eagle in the third hole?
Yeah, so it went birdie, par, eagle, and then we have the fourth hole. Won the fifth, we're like, all right, we're turning, and then it was kind of petered out from there.
Apart.
Yeah. Lauren, how was Lauren?
He turned it on, and so his partner carried the first probably 4 or 5-ish holes, and then Lauren just turned it on.
That's
so
what he is.
Yeah. He made a putt. Like an 18-foot putt on 13, and I needed to make like a 6-foot putt to keep us alive. I did not. We were done at that point. So,
was the putt close? Did you lip it out at all?
It was one of those downhill with a bit of a break on
That's
it.
Tough.
I just pushed it right past.
This was at Firethorn.
Yeah.
Swigert was like that though. It's coming on late like that. He averaged about 4.5, 5 tackles in the first half, and usually around 14 in the second.
God dang.
So he finished that way. But he was he really enjoyed golfing with
Oh yeah, shape. No, we had a good time. I mean, obviously they were playing very well, so that certainly helps it. But no, it was a good group.
Yeah. Schweiger.
Schaefer, we've been in the show the last couple of days been trying to understand, explain the Big Ten baseball format for the tournament. I know you're very much so confused by it too. Is there any defense for how this has been formatted, in your opinion?
I think the defense would be this is what the coaches themselves voted for. Okay, but that we've seen this in college sports several times now where the vote happens, the people involved in the vote are no longer happy with what they chose, almost as if they weren't aware of what it all looked like. I don't understand why these games that have no bearing are even happening. Like, you could have had just
Michigan
Nebraska.
Michigan State's playing today, right?
Yeah, like Nebraska, Michigan State play on Tuesday, and that should just be the winner moves on to play Oregon. Like, that, you know, like we've had systems like this for years. It's not some newfangled thing. I don't know who's like, yeah, we want an extra game for our team to play, stick around in Omaha for 2 extra days, and then play this meaningless game. And then Oregon, there's no incentive for them to throw anybody that you would use over the rest of the weekend. It's like a...
How do you defend it?
It's like an exhibition simulated game
I heard
thing.
Someone say...
Very, very bizarre.
I heard someone say, well, you know, still get that one extra game to build for next year. No.
No,
there's no... What turned it around? Well, we got that extra game in because, first of all, the roster won't even be close to the same. If you are out of it, you think you're going like, this is our team. No, we're going to try to get other players. Mm-hmm. It makes... Zero.
The baseball's going to be bad too, where it's, you know, guys are basically going to go up there and try to pad whatever stats they can, you know, in a meaningless game. You're probably going to have pitchers who haven't thrown much this year that are just out there, which could lead to a ton of walks and
day. Imagine a game just going all says 13-12.
It's completely
extra
meaningless.
Innings.
TV inventory?
Well, I mean, I guess there's that, but that's not really. Helpful.
It's good for the Big Ten Network, though, to have a set schedule.
Kind of, but if I guess my pushback to that would be the Big Ten Network goes out of its way to not televise baseball games most of the spring anyways, so no one's going to feel bad for them.
It's true.
That they have less
they
games
yeah.
to televise that they don't even
they don't
choose
televise.
To televise.
Well, I just wonder if it's just a matter of just pure inventory. If this gives us something on a day we wouldn't have anything.
I guess.
You imagine tuning into who's Michigan State play?
Oregon.
What's that?
Oregon.
They play Oregon.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, they're
the
playing.
Same pool.
Yeah, same pool.
The same pool.
Okay. But, yeah, who cares?
It's not great TV.
That's what I mean.
It's not great TV,
but it's
not going
to
drop.
Like Shane just said, it does nothing to do.
Like, how many people do you think are even going to be at that game? Michigan State, Oregon, it doesn't matter.
97.
Yeah. 27. Maybe talk to the Big 12, too, because they did this a few years ago, and then they're like going, this is stupid. And they're back
they stopped
to the,
it.
I thought it was the ACC, but yeah, there was another. Maybe there's multiple conferences.
No, I think it was ACC, not Big 12. I'm wrong. It's ACC. And the SEC.
They voted again. They're like, yeah, we're never doing that again.
That's the dumbest thing ever. And guess what? Just pull that bracket of the SEC up. It's like it's gold. Yep. How it's set up. And the top 4 teams only have to win 3 games. That's all you have to.
And that's the thing. I mean, you could just advance Oregon, and it would have been Oregon, UCLA. Was it Oregon, UCLA, USC, Washington? It was a 4. Yeah, what? So you just move them all up around. Everybody else plays effectively a play-in game or whatever you want.
They got to
beat. Yeah, Iowa. It wasn't.
They bring 16 teams. They'd have left one team out instead of leaving whatever we left out, 5 teams out. It's like, just do that. Everyone's happy. So if you're the 14th team, you're going like, all right, we got to go play. This is kind of fun. We lost one, we're out.
Yeah, I think it's I don't know why they wouldn't do the single elimination thing other than...
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I guess the TV inventory, and then again, this is what the coaches voted for. There's
the coaches voted for it. I didn't know. That's how it works.
My understanding of it is that they had this whole conversation, leading up to this year because you added these four new teams, what do you want this to look like, and everything else. And it's bizarre because you have a basketball conference tournament. Like, it's not like you don't have a model for how to run this thing right. As a single elimination event. Like, I don't know. And also with baseball, you run the risk this time of year all the time, just trying to get games in with weather and everything else. Like, why would you be actively seeking out extra
more games
to burn more arms?
It don't matter.
And you're a multi-bid league, so you want multiples of your teams to go into the tournament and have a chance to play. Like, it just,
We just need the tournament director on the show.
Yeah.
Because he could explain.
I don't want him on because they would try to make – yeah. And I'd be pushing back so hard it'd be bad radio.
Be fighting
it would
here.
It'd be bad radio.
No matter what if he came with a good explanation?
It'd have to be something so – there isn't one. Because you know why? The SEC and the ACC, they're not doing it. And, yeah. and one group has done it before.
They did it already.
And they did it already. And they're like, well, no, that's one of the dumbest things we ever did. Enough. And they got it. You know how many times you've agreed to something to speak at or some deal that's 9-10 months out, and all of a sudden you go, what am I doing? Why in the world am I doing this? And all you're like going, because you know it's 10 months out. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I can do that. And also you get that text. Hey, we good to go on Monday? And you're like, oh yeah, this is and that's what happened on this one. Yeah, it's a good idea. Because everyone's saying now, play extra, love our team and stuff like that. Michigan State guy, imagine the guy who dropped the ball. I want to get back out there.
We have to play again. It doesn't matter at all.
I got to go back out there and just relive this whole nightmare.
I'm still dumbfounded by that entire thing.
It was dumbfounding.
Just to watch so much baseball. Yeah, and it's the way that it's just like it hit the center of his glove. Yeah.
His glove.
And he had done that on the diving catch before where you saw it hit just the dead center piece, which that's how you get that pop effect. And I mean, if he catches it just slightly different, they win that game. We're not even having this conversation.
Wow. Yeah. He had to go back out there for the ninth.
This conversation would be way better right now if Nebraska was playing. Not better for Nebraska. Better for this conversation. Imagine if Nebraska was playing tonight.
They play tomorrow.
No. My point is they're playing in a meaningless game.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. This conversation would be way more in detail. We're talking about Michigan State playing in a meaningless game.
I know what you're saying. I totally know what you're saying. But,
Jake didn't know I thought they were playing tomorrow.
So no, I'm just saying, your point is
I knew Nebraska was not eliminated. I was aware when Nebraska won.
My point was that they actually won more day.
I think they eliminated. They won.
They're waiting one more day even. That would be longer time to wait. So, but they're not. They have something to play for tomorrow against Oregon at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes.
6 o'clock.
At the Schwab. Are you going, Schaefer?
Not tomorrow. We have a conversation to get Hudson to a game if they make it to Saturday, the 2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 o'clock semifinal on Saturday should Nebraska make it that far. I don't know if I think they can get past Oregon. I'm actually surprised they won, regardless of everything that happened in the ninth inning. That was one of the better pitchers in the conference. Nebraska was able to get to him and then get into Michigan State's bullpen a little bit and ultimately come back and win that game. With the draw they had, I wasn't sure they were getting by Michigan State's kind of ace pitcher.
Well, they barely did.
You know, they've slayed one dragon, and now I don't love the phrase house money with sports, but that's kind of where Nebraska's at.
Softball 8-seed won it. Michigan's an 8-seed.
Yep.
That's true.
They can win it. So it's definitely on the table for them. I mean, it should be a fun – if Nebraska wins Friday, fun weekend with softball going on, baseball in Omaha with an opportunity to try to get to the championship and then back into a regional that nobody would have saw coming. When we got into March and Nebraska was, 2-7 in Big Ten?
They weren't. It was bad. It was bad. Nebraska softball still advanced. Yeah. They were playing Tennessee in the Super Regional, and Jordy Ball did not get out one time in the regional against in LSU. 12 appearances.
She hasn't made an out in a regional in her career, I believe. Yeah. That was the
career
stat that was going around. Well, at one point, she had only hit home runs or walked in regional games.
Then she had a single.
With her time at Oklahoma and Nebraska combined, and then she had to ruin it by hitting a single.
Dang.
Can you just imagine? You have this immaculate stat, and you're up there just singling. What are we doing?
What is this? Do you think Rhonda brought her in to the office? Hey, listen. Hey,
that wasn't a home run or a walk.
We appreciate the 1,000% on-base percentage. I think that helps.
And, single?
And, but we're just doing singles now? Is that what we're doing?
Come on, you better than this.
Slugging percentage is going to plummet here.
It's going to plummet here, and that's going
to,
yeah.
We were trying to think about the closest comparison in recent years for Nebraska athletics to what she's doing for the softball team. What comes to mind for you for Nebraska sports?
I don't know if there's a singular. I mean, she quite possibly is going to be the national player of the year. She's phenomenal both as a hitter and as a pitcher. I don't know that there's. And then the total effect on the team, and they were. You know, before she arrived, they had made a regional in 2022. It wasn't like they were bad by any means, but just the effect of having that and everything else. I don't know that there's a great.
I don't think there is a great comparison. What about Alex Gordon?
It's hard, though, because Nebraska baseball was kind of a machine.
Right.
And Alex Gordon only, and I say only, played third base and was one of the best hitters.
Yeah, he didn't pitch.
The planet.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like he was also giving you the numbers that Jabba Chamberlain was or whoever else that year coming off the mound. So, and that team just, you know, whether it was Joe Simikaitis or everyone, like there was a lot of good players. But yeah, I mean, it's that sort of like, you have that kind of player in the middle of a baseball softball lineup. You just kind of think anything's possible.
Yep.
You're just every time you're like, okay, we're X amount of at bats until Gordon's up again. Just get a couple guys on. He can do it one swing, that kind of thing. I mean, that's what it is with Jordy Ball. But then, right behind her is Ava
Cusack.
Yes. I can't remember the last
Ava
name.
Ava Cusack.
She's had a monster year, and it almost sort of goes unnoticed because it's a little bit in the shadow of what Shorty Ball's doing.
Yeah, she's a short.
She's been phenomenal.
20-plus home runs.
Yeah.
Jordy has 23 home runs.
Is that the school record, I believe?
Yes. Right.
Now, they'll be going up against a pitcher named Carla Pickens.
Yeah, they faced her right at the beginning of the year. Yeah, two of the best pitchers in the country. I mean, it's a loaded regional. It should be very competitive. You know,
a great place to watch because that place will be packed.
Oh, yeah.
Knoxville?
Tennessee fans, they're into it.
I have never been to Knoxville. On. That is one of the college towns across the country that I think would be a blast for
it's
almost
incredible.
Any sporting event that you go to.
Never been there either.
It's incredible.
Well, Nebraska just keeps not playing there, despite having been on the schedule a few different times.
Took it off the schedule themselves.
What else we got going?
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer for recruiting, please text us 402-464-5685. We'll take your questions after the break. How about that?
That's good, Jake.
That's nice. So, I tell you what, Jake does that so well.
Smooth as butter.
Recruiting questions for Schaefer, again, 464-5685. More Mike Schaefer next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.